When you think of a vulnerable adult, perhaps you might think of people who are served in licensed facilities, like a residential or day program. While this definition is correct, this can be a narrow understanding of who may be considered a vulnerable adult. A vulnerable adult can also be someone who is receiving services within their personal home. Laura has a developmental disability and lives in her apartment in the city. A caregiver stops by every day to help her with her daily cares, which includes helping her prepare her own meals and keeping her home clean, safe, and organized. She meets the definition of a vulnerable adult. A vulnerable adult could also be your older neighbor that is living in their personal home, not receiving any services from an agency. Arthur lives at home, and after a recent fall, he is physically unable to go upstairs in his home to go use the bathroom. He is a vulnerable adult because he is not able to adequately provide for his own care. Let's look more at the definition of a vulnerable adult.